It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to the very first WEOL Wrestling Recap, presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Great to have you back for another year of the Wrestling Recap each and every week on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the WEOL mobile app, and of course online at WEOL.com. Boy, Sean Bennett, it seems like we've been doing this forever, and it seems like we just did this last Thursday night. But boy, it's hard to believe it's been a year, but great to be back again on AM 930 WEOL and talking high school wrestling. I know it's your passion.
Yeah, and this is the start of the wrestling season, but it does seem like we've been at it. We did the show out at the Brew Kettle. We did the live air at the Cobos Insurance Classic last weekend. I've been just in the middle of high school. I'm like saturated in high school wrestling right now. So I've got my preview going. I was covering events last weekend. We're doing the video. We're doing the radio show, the recap show here. It's been a blast, but definitely a little hectic.
And a quick plug for the Chronicle Telegram in the wrestling preview section.
Yeah, that'll be out tomorrow. We'll have an 8-page section, 8 wrestler features. We've got full team capsules of all the area teams. We've got top wrestlers, top teams, top tournaments. Get out and check it out, because we go pretty in-depth with the wrestling season as we get headed into the meat of the schedule here.
And speaking of going in-depth, we will go in-depth in our next segment about the tournaments that got things rolling last week. The Cobos Classic over at Avon Lake. Lorraine High hosted a tournament, so the guys are out on the mats, and things have gotten started.
Yeah, and it's nice because the Cobos Insurance Classic hosts more than half of the county schools. There's 9 schools there, and then the other ones were all involved in different tournaments. So everybody pretty much got started. That's the good thing about it, is that you basically get everybody kind of involved that first week, and everybody gets some matches under their belt, so you get a chance to talk about everybody.
All right, well, speaking of talking, we're not done talking by a long shot. But first, we'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Cobos Classic. We'll talk about the wrestling that took place over at Lorraine High as this season has gotten underway. Again, great to have you with us as we talk wrestling here on AM 930 WEOL. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Alcorn, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Great to have you with us on AM 930, also on the WEOL mobile app. And Sean, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Welcome back to our weekly wrestling recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett. Great to have you with us. And, of course, Sean and I will hook up each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL to talk high school wrestling in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. And, of course, Sean, as we've said, we've done this a few years now. And, as always, it's been presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and our good friends at Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. So a huge thank you to them. I know they're involved as far as the CT coverage as well, correct?
Yeah, they're one of the main sponsors there. And Bob Cobos and Mike Deanna are kind of the two primary guys who got that whole thing rolling at the Chronicle Telegram. They kind of got a bunch of other businesses and other wrestling enthusiasts together, kind of put the advertising together, and they kind of approached the Chronicle, and next thing you know, I'm putting together an 8-page section for wrestling, which, you know, you see the big preview section previews for football and basketball, but for wrestling, that was kind of a big big win for the for a sport that sometimes gets overshadowed a little bit.
And we've talked about this before. Boy, there's a passionate fan base with wrestling here in Lorain County, heck, across the state of Ohio. So it's great to be able to serve that community and serve those fans because they want to hear about the guys and, in some cases, the girls now that are out on the mats.
Yeah, and obviously the Cobus Insurance Classic, which is what I covered last weekend, you could see that passion, you know, happening. They renamed it from the Knights of Columbus Tournament to the Cobus Insurance Classic this year. Bob Cobos kind of helps really run the tournament. He had T-shirts for all the workers. If you get to see it, a chance to check out our Matt Report video, you'll get to see that T-shirt that they give. And I don't want to, you know, put a hint out there for any other, you know, tournament directors. But, you know, if I happen to get a T-shirt, I'll probably wear it on the video. You'll get that plug. So, but yeah, he made these special. The if you've seen a wrestling match, the referees start between the first and second periods. They'll flip a kind of a coin of sorts that has a red and green side because the wrestlers wear red and green straps on their ankles, and it tells which wrestler gets choice of up or down in the second period. And they can either take up, down, or they can defer to the third period. And he made specialized like flippers for all the officials for that tournament that had the 38th annual Cobus Insurance Classic on one side and the Avon Lake Wrestling Booster Club on the other side. It was beautiful. He gave me one of those as well. He went all out, and the hospitality room.
About this in the video.
Well, you know, me, Matt, Douglas, and myself both took part in that, and there was some rave reviews. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I heard. All right. Well, speaking of the Cobos Classic, let's talk about it. Boy, a lot of teams made their way over there, and certainly some interesting results.
Yeah, 15 teams were in the field, and they came as far as like the Toledo area. Holland Springfield was there, so there were teams that know about the tournament. They come to the tournament, and the nice thing for us is we got 9 of those 15 are from Lorain County, so we have 16 total team, so over half the teams from Lorain County were there, and they all did well. They all had finished with placers. I think 6 of the 9 had champions, so it was well spread out. But leading the way, obviously, was Avon. They finished with 12 placers.
Wow.
You know, there's only 14 weight classes in high school, so 12 of 14 placers, and that's with several guys out. As we had kind of mentioned before, the football team had played just a week earlier.
Jack Resch.
In the state semifinals. Jack Resch, Aaron Ingersoll, there's a couple other guys that are potential starters or at least going to be in and out of the varsity lineup that all had to kind of sit. And not that they had to sit, but Jeremy Johnson was a former football player / wrestler in high school at Brecksville, and he kind of understands that situation where you need a couple weeks under your belt. And also, it's not even a physical thing. It's more of a mental thing. He said, you know, you got to kind of come down, kind of reset and refocus. And he didn't want them coming in, you know, kind of less than a week of preparation for the wrestling when they could just kind of sit back and kind of have a little downtime there.
So Avon finishes 2nd out of 15. North Ridgeville did very well, 4th out of 15. And the host team, Avon Lake, right behind the Rangers as the Shoremen, 5th out of 15.
And you can see they all had multiple placers. Everybody had at least, I think, all the Lorain County teams had at least 4 placers. So that's really impressive. You basically look through and see some of the champions. Avon obviously led the way with 3 champions. Cale Saxton at 113 pounds, Tommy Sear at 152 pounds, and Jordan Greer at 195 pounds. All impressive. Cale Saxton's only a sophomore. He won the event as a freshman, so he's a 2-time champion in only 2 tries. Tommy Sear was out all last year after having shoulder surgery, and he was going to have a big junior year, so that was a real big letdown for him and for the team. So he came out and really put an impressive display together in winning that championship. His only other championship was his freshman year, so he kind of has what they call those bookend victories, which is kind of rare in wrestling when you win an event in your freshman year and then don't win it again to your senior year. So that's kind of a good thing for him. And then Jordan Greer was the most impressive, and he got awarded most valuable wrestler because he kind of basically pinned his way to the final and then beat Bay's Matthew Cover, who is a state placer, 3rd in state last year in Division II, and was the projected Division II state champion at 195 pounds coming into the season. And Jordan Greer controlled that match, got in on Cover's legs late in the third period and almost got a takedown and won it in regulation, but it went into overtime, and he got that same shot in. Spun around the back and then brought Cover to the mat for the takedown and for a 3-1 win.
On the North Ridgeville side, we mentioned 4th out of 15. Jared Vaillancourt finished first at 145, so a good showing there by Jared Vaillancourt. And for Avon Lake, they had a champion as well.
Yeah, Bud Salem won at 160 pounds. You know, it's good for them as the host school to come in there. He kind of said how excited he was that it's their host tournament. He feels he's got to kind of represent, and he definitely did. He had a very dominating performance in the final. Dominating, I think, all the way through. He kind of really opened some eyes as far as what he might be able to do his senior year.
And Amherst comes in sixth, but two champs.
Yeah, Adam Loft and Tim Carrion. And we'll probably be talking to Tim a little foreshadowing on a potential pin down on our Matt
video.
Report video segment. I did happen to talk to Tim out there, so look forward to that. And Adam Loft has been doing it all through his high school career, too. I think they're both seniors, I believe, so that's really impressive as well for them. And then another big impressive champion, the only other one was at Brookside, and that's David Ocasio, came through. He was down late in his championship match, rallied to beat I believe a Holland Springfield kid that was highly kind of thought of and was really decimating people to that point. And Ocasio dug down deep and rallied and won that match and won a title there.
Again, great job by everybody over at the Cobos Insurance Classic at Avon Lake. Again, Tim Elkhorn, Sean Bennett on the weekly wrestling recap. Sean over at Lorain High, the Titan Classic this past weekend.
Another big tournament, 16 teams. So between the two Lorain County teams, or the two Lorain County tournaments this weekend, there were 31 teams competing. So hopefully people got out there and got to see some wrestling, because that's a lot of wrestlers doing their thing, and a great way to start the season. But 16 teams at the Titan Classic, and we had five Lorain County teams, because Elyria, as you know, the program's so big that they have two varsity teams. They have the varsity red and the varsity white, and the varsity white team was there, as well as the host Titans, Oberlin, Columbia, and Clearview. The Lorain team obviously did the best out of all our local teams. They finished with six placers, and they finished fifth out of 16. Everybody else kind of rounded out the bottom of the team standings, but just about everybody, in fact, everybody did have multiple placers, so that's a good thing as well.
Couple other tournaments to talk about real quick. The Comet Classic over at Solon. Midview finished 10th out of 28. The Edison Invitational. Firelands was 6 out of 10. Although Peyton Bergdorf, state-ranked, came in first at 126. 4-0 with two pins for Peyton.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Those two, the Comet Classics are probably the toughest out of all of these tournaments that we're talking about at Solon. They have some highly ranked teams there, some nationally ranked teams there. Edison's also a pretty tough tournament. They had only 10 teams, whereas the Comet Classic has 28. We only had one team at each one of those, but champs as well. I forgot to mention that the Titan Classic, we had a couple champs from Lorain. Daniel Finley won the 145-pound title, and Brandy Crawford won the 160-pound title. And then we had a champ at each of those other tournaments. Daniel Bucknavich won the heavyweight title at the Comet Classic, going 4-0 with four pins, just dominated his way to that title. And as you mentioned, Peyton Bergdorf, 4-0 with two pins and two technical falls. But those guys, we kind of expected that. Bucknavich comes into the season ranked fourth in the state. Peyton Bergdorf, I believe, is ranked fifth in the state at his weight, and he's already a two-time state placer. So they've been getting it done already. They're still getting it done. And obviously the best thing about it, these are all great performances to kind of kickstart this season for them.
Absolutely. Great way to get the campaign started. Sean, in about a minute, anything else that caught your attention from last weekend?
Well, obviously, the only other team that was in action that wasn't in a tournament was Elyria, the Elyria Red team, as we would say, as far as the varsity goes. And they brought in some powerhouse programs in Perrysburg and Tiffin Columbian, at least powerhouse in their respective geographical areas,
right?
Because the Elyria Pioneers kind of put a whooping on those two teams. They beat Perrysburg 53-13, and they beat Tiffin Columbia 57-15. So kind of pedestrian results for those two teams, but those two teams are probably going to go out there and win 90%. Of their dual meets this year.
Well, it's good to talk wrestling again. Good to see those guys back out on the mats. Of course, there's action coming up this weekend as far as wrestling is concerned. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll tell you where you can catch some wrestling as far as this weekend coming up. So stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Glad you've joined us on AM 930 on the WEOL mobile app, and Sean online
at WEOL.com.
Welcome back. It's our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Great to have you with us. Great to be back talking wrestling each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. Sean, as promised, before we took the break, some action out on the mats this weekend. So, well, let's get to it. Boy, if fans want to see some wrestling, they've got some options.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing is they got kind of, you open that season, everybody's kind of in action. And there's a good chunk of teams still in action, kind of spreading out now throughout the area. I guess we'd be remiss not to start with the king daddy of high school wrestling tournaments locally in the state and in the nation. Probably considered the number one high school wrestling tournament in the nation. Will take place this weekend out at Walsh Jesuit High School. It's the Iron Man, something like 50 to 60 schools. I haven't done the numbers yet, but they're from all over, all California, Wyoming, all over the country. I think there's usually about half the country, 25 states are usually represented. Usually, I think I did a breakdown. There's 27 out of the top 50 ranked high school programs in the nation are going to be at Walsh Jesuit this weekend, which is crazy to think, you know, you got that many talented programs coming out, but they're all going to be there. It's just the first round tournaments sometimes match state champion versus state champion. It's that impressive. It's that, you know, just incredible.
Friday and Saturday. What time does it get underway on Friday?
It's usually like right after school. They usually start. Actually, I think they might even, now that I'm thinking about it, I think they maybe start even before school. I think a lot of guys get out of school early and they head there, and I think they might even start around noon, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Because you can imagine these brackets are humongous. They're, they wrestle, and it's not like pool play. They'll wrestle straight into a bracket, double elimination bracket, and they go you know, all the way through, but it's the brackets are sometimes like twice as big as NCAA tournament March Madness brackets, so they're monstrous.
All right, other tournaments as far as Friday and Saturday, Lorraine will be at the Riverside Rumble. That's over at Painesville Riverside. The Columbia Raiders at the North Coast Classic at Independence, and Black River, they're going to the Cambridge Invitational. Anything about those two-day tournaments that stand out?
No, I mean, the only one I really have a lot of familiarity with is the North Coast Classic. I think I've been to that one a couple times. They're all good tournaments, you know, and the local teams are just going there to kind of, as Eric Burnett, I was talking to him, say, you get these early tournaments, you want to test yourself, because then you want to use January and February to kind of tweak the performances before sectionals. So that's what these guys are doing. They're basically going to, these teams are going to these tournaments. They don't care if they win. They don't care if they get beat up, as long as it shows them something as far as what they need to kind of focus on over the next month and a half after these early tournaments to kind of work for the postseason.
All right, and then as far as Saturday only, this will be just on Saturday, the Elyria B Squad along with North Ridgeville at the Mike Lewis Invitational at Buckeye. Keystone down at the Wayne Invitational Tournament, that's at Smithville. Elyria Catholic with a bit of a road trip on Saturday. The Bill Urban Memorial out at Toledo St. John's.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for Elyria Catholic because that's the site where the Catholic Invitational Tournament's going to be later in the season. So they're going to get to check out the venue. They're going to get to check out the area, you know, find the best restaurant to eat at, maybe hit up Tony Paco's while they're there or something like that. Yeah, you know, that's good, obviously, for them because, you know, they get to travel, see some different styles. We always kind of talk about officiatings at different, a little different in different parts of the state. Wrestling styles are a little bit different. And those are things you're going to see as you get into the district and state tournament, both the officiating and, because the officiating takes officials from all corners, all districts of the state, and then the wrestlers obviously meet from all different states. So a lot of coaches really like the idea of getting out there into the Northwest and seeing some of those Toledo teams. And then obviously the other teams that you mentioned, the Elyria White team in North Ridgeville, that Buckeye tournament's really good, that Mike Lewis Invitational, and Keystone, the Smithville tournament, they've been doing that for years, and I heard that's really tough. That's down there, you know, down by, I believe, Amish country area.
Yep, yep.
So you got a lot of big farm guys down there that like to, you know, throw people around and stuff like that. So you got to go down there and be physical with those wrestlers.
I know in years past, you've talked about the Bob Bailey Invitational over at Bellevue. Wellington and Amherst are there.
Yeah, that's I've gone and covered that one a few times, and just at Bellevue for a football game the other day. They're great hosts. Not the other day, but you know, a couple weeks ago. But they're great hosts. That's a good tournament. Amherst, I think, had done really well back to back weeks. They've opened well, usually first or second at the at the Cobus Insurance Classic, or what was known as the Knights of Columbus tournament. And then they gone into the Bob Bailey, and I think they've won that tournament two or three times now. So that's a good tournament for them to kind of get rolling, get some momentum going into the season. And then, you know, Wellington's kind of got a lot of really young crew this year, a lot of stand-up freshmen. So, yeah, we'll see kind of a measuring stick for them as well.
And obviously our good friend Tom Evans will be busy this weekend, or I should say on Saturday, over at Cuyahoga Heights. Of course, Tom joined us on our wrestling preview show, the Redskin Invitational at Cuyahoga Heights with Oberlin and Brookside.
All right, and obviously Brookside was one of those teams that I got to see at the Cobus Insurance Classic. So David Ocasio, who won a championship there, will be looking to kind of keep that momentum rolling. A couple other places with them. Oberlin, we're gonna have a big feature in Friday's edition of the thing on the Bouchonville brothers, twin brothers who have both been district qualifiers and are two of the better physical technical wrestlers in the county in the middleweights. So yeah, really interesting to see what those two teams are gonna do at the Redskin Invitational at Cuyahoga Heights.
And one other team in action will be Vermilion.
Yep, and Vermilion will be at the Clear Fork Invitational, and again, Vermilion. With several solid wrestlers this year, with Jacob Colazar, Brandon DeEgidio, Chris Bennett, who has got to be a great wrestler just with that last name.
And, I'm sure he's outstanding.
Yes, super impressive. But so, yeah, Vermilion had, you know, five placers at the Cobus Insurance Classic, so they as well going to be looking to go ahead and just keep it going. That's what all these teams are going to do with the second week performances.
All right, as we said, get out there, whether it's a two-day, whether it's just on Saturday. As Sean mentioned earlier, boy, that Ironman down at Walsh Jesuit, one of the best in the country. And one more time before we close up shop, again, wrestling preview in tomorrow's CT, correct?
Yeah, eight pages, get to it. You know, you can take it with you to some of these tournaments, read it in the stands while, you know, while you're waiting for your wrestler to get on the mats, give you something to do.
All right. It's good to be back, man. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, we already got the first week installments of everything in. I'm a little more pumped. We'll get to it next week and try to put some great things together for the wrestling fans.
Sounds great. So, again, pick up the CT tomorrow, get the wrestling preview, and, of course, take a look at the weekly wrestling video that Sean and I do, the Matt Report. But for now, that's going to do it for the week one edition of the Wrestling Recap. For Sean Bennett, Tim Alcorn, thank you so much for listening, and so long, everybody.